Welcome into the End Money Podcast for Keelan Select for Saturday, June 13th. We're going to Belmont Park to take a look at their late pick four, which includes a grade one, the Ogden Phipps, for fillies and mares age four and up, going a one-turn mile and a 16th. That is the ninth race on the card. Not a big field, but certainly a quality and well-matched group. So we'll start there. Tom Leach here with Jim Goodman, Keelan's Director of Wagering Development. Jim, tell me how you see the Ogden Phipps playing out.
Well, we talked before we started recording about it being a well-matched field. It is a well-matched field. Sorry that there's only six horses there, so it's not a great betting race. But I took the couple horses coming out of the Apple Blossom. Point of Honor, the two for George Weaver, probably be my top choice, but Ollie's Candy beat that horse at Oakland, and Rosario takes the ride back. Castellano picks up Point of Honor, and he's ridden her very successfully in the past, including a good finish last year in the Alabama and the CCA Oaks at Saratoga. So these two fillies, I think, are almost as deep as need to go in the pick four that we're going to talk about in a few minutes, but also use Golden Award just because of the respect I've got for Belmont, and Junior Alvarado is riding really good right now. So I'm going to use Golden Award in there as well. She seems to be a step below these other two. I'm not going to use She's a Julie. She's just gone off form here. The first race at Churchill was not good at the Shawnee at 2-1, and of course she broke in the air at the start, so you make it forgive that. She's got a lot of back class, but it seems like they put her, she won the lottery in last year at Churchill, and they thought she was a grade one filly, and she just didn't pan out. She gets the lead and then fades to the stretch, and I think that's what she'll do here as well. So I'm going to toss She's a Julie. I'm going to use Point of Honor would be my pick just because I like George Weaver in New York, and that Oakland race ought to set her up very well for this. She came from 23 lengths out of it. She could be about 2 lengths. So Point of Honor, the two horse, would be my pick in the Ogden Phipps.
I'm going to try to catch what I think might be a little bit of a price with She's a Julie in here. I don't know if she's quite good enough to beat these, but I think she could be on her best day. She's a grade one winner. The thing I like, she got four wins at a mile and a 16th. Those are all two-turn mile and a 16th. I think with her speed, I think she's going to be great at this distance around one turn. Forgive the race on May 23rd. She had trouble at the start. She was training well. Asmussen's numbers are good. Second time off a layoff, which she is here. So don't know that she got a lot out of that first race. Hopefully enough. I think, you know, the where he places her here makes me feel good about that's even better that that's just a throw-out race. So I'm going to try She's a Julie off that last race. You might get a little bit of an inflated price on her. And I'm going to use her with Ollie's Candy, Point of Honor, and Golden Award, who has beaten She's a Julie before. So I think one of those three and She's a Julie, I think I've got it covered. But I'm going to try to catch a little bit of a price with She's a Julie. Now, the pick four is starting in the seventh race with a one-mile turf race for fillies and mares three and up, maidens. And I thought probably one of the two Chad Browns wins this. I leaned a cost benefit because she's had three works at Belmont. But Dovima, the two, could certainly win it. These are two of Brown's main clients, so kind of a coin toss for me. I'm going to maybe include the 11 as well when we get to the pick four, just on a couple of runs at Gulfstream with buyers in the 70s for Clement. I think those are quality races, so I'm going to add that one as well when we get to the pick four. How about you in the seventh?
Yeah, you got to use the Chad Brown horses. Because they haven't been out, though, I think there's a couple other interesting possibilities. I liked, I think you mentioned the 11. It's a 10-horse, Too Sexy, the one you meant to say, Clement's horse. It's been out twice.
Oh, yes. Gulfstream. Yes.
So the 10-horse, it's going to be the favorite probably, although Chad's horses will certainly get bet. Most of them use Shug McGahee's horse, Windfall Profit. They tried her on the dirt last October, didn't do well. She came back off a long layoff and ran really well at Tampa, almost broke her maiden there. And the horse that beat her came back and won. So Shug can get them ready, and I think this horse might be a price for Franco and Shug. Tis Legal for Cassie, kind of the same profile. Ran really well at Gulfstream and just barely got beat, but this is probably tougher competition than you face it at Gulfstream. So the Chads and Too Sexy, the 10, you could go as low there in the pick four. I'm going to use five or six just try to catch a price here in a maiden special weight because I'm going to go later on.
Eighth race is a state bred, first level allowance, six furlongs, fillies and mares three and up here. These New York breds, big field. Where did you land?
I thought that this was a well matched field, but Officer Hutchie for Linda Rice behind the couch for Jeremiah Englehart. But my pick is Johnny Velasquez riding for kind of an unknown trainer, Anthony Margada. Good credence, the 10 horse. Comes off a disappointing run at Gulfstream. But last year, broke a maiden by six lengths on Belmont's track at six furlongs and came back and ran the Made or Miss, a $250,000 stakes race, and ran very well there. So I think she's got a shot to bounce back. Englehart, always good with a layout horse, and I think behind the couch has a big shot. And then Officer Hutchie, I always include Linda Rice. The rest of them, I couldn't get excited about. Quality Stones, possibly for Levine and Carmouche coming off a maiden win. Tough race to figure out, but I think I'm just going to go three deep in here with Good and Credence, the 10 being my win pick.
Yeah, it's who I ended up on as well. I think I'll just forgive that three-year-old debut, and I like Johnny V picking up the mount. A couple of good runs there at Belmont. Officer Hutchie has been consistent for Linda Rice, and then Behind the Couch is the other one I'm going to use. About the five and the one winner's first time out, so that's always a good sign of a horse that might have a little bit above average quality. So if you want to go deeper when you get to the pick four, you could take a look at those two as well. But I think I'm just going to go with three in there when we get to the pick four. The 10th race is a starter allowance. Fillies and mares three and up going a mile on the turf. So I'll just give you my pick four ticket culminating with that. I'm going to go 2-5-10 in the first leg. Then I'm going to go 7-9-10 in the second leg. Going to go four deep in the Ogden Phipps, 2-3-5-6, all of the ones I mentioned. And then I'm going to finish up with using four horses. Bean Counter, the big favorite for Pletcher. Hurricane Breeze, second start of the year for Maker. Corey Scores comes from a good barn. I think it's the Brad Cox barn. And then Stormy Derby Day has been just steadily improving. And 10-1 on the morning line. And I'm going to throw that one in there to kind of catch a little bit of a price. Tom Bush usually has them ready when he comes back up to New York. So 2-5-6-10 in the last leg. It's a $72 ticket for me. I couldn't find a single anywhere. Tell me what your pick four looks like.
Well, we came out with fairly similar tickets. So I'm going deeper in the first leg, using six deep in the seventh, the maiden special weight turf, 2-3-5-6-7-10, using the same horses you did in the eighth, the 7-9-10, and 2-5-6 in the Ogden Phipps. And in the last race, I'm going to just take a stand with two horses. I think I almost single a two-horse Bean Counter. Looks like a really strong choice in here off two good races at Gulfstream and Pletcher and Ortiz. But I'm also going to use Hurricane Breeze, thinking that this horse might, in the second start of the year, might really get better. And a three-year-old making her second start, and she was very consistent as a two-year-old last year. So I'm going to use Mike Maker's horse, Hurricane Breeze. So 2-5. That is a 2-3-5-6-7-10 by 7-9-10 with 2-5-6 with 2-5, and that is a $54 ticket.
So no singles for either one of us. It makes it a little bit of a challenging pick four there on Saturday. But hopefully, if you can catch a price in there, you get a decent payoff. You've got a nice group in the Louisville Handicap at Churchill on Saturday. So getting more tracks around the country up and running with some good racing each weekend. Best of luck wherever you're playing. Make sure you keep your Keeneland Select account fully funded. And if you want to go to simulcasting venues, the Red Mile in Lexington, where our Jim and I are based, has just reopened, and like others around the state. So you can take advantage of that as well, or play through Keeneland Select. Next week, it'll be Belmont Stakes Day at Belmont Park, and we'll take a look at that card here on the In the Money podcast for KeenelandSelect.com.